You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming, Taylor Medic with you as we get set to head overseas and kick off our HockeyProspect.com segment. We've been doing this all season long, and we plan on continuing doing it right up to the draft. We'll have a scout from HockeyProspect.com join us every week and break down five or six more players that are eligible for the 2016 draft. And today we're going to head over to Finland, and we're going to hear about five different Finnish players, including one I think most people pretty much know the name of already. And here he is in action.
Hakapää ottaa kaksi kappailu voiton ja irtokiekko on vahvasti tulee Puljujärvi. Kärppien paikka tässä. Puljujärvi skauttien edessä ujuttaa rystyltä tämän ottelun avausmaalin. 5:08 pelataan suoraa aikaa ilman pelikatkoja. Tässä se ensimmäinen pelikatko tulee, kun Puljujärvi tekee kauden kolmannen osumansa.
Yeah, easy for him to say. That's a goal from Jesse Puljujärvi. As we're joined now by Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com. I hope I didn't butcher your name or his. Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I hope I didn't wreck your name. Was I close?
No, it was fine. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, you're the man to talk to when it comes to the Finnish players over there, since you're right there. And with HockeyProspect.com, I know you're in the rinks and watching all these guys play. Let's start with Puljujärvi. And I think most lists have him as a top five kind of guy, and HockeyProspect.com, no different. What do you like about him?
Well, obviously, he's a great player. You know, his start of the season was quite bad. You know, he had a lot of pressure. People were talking about him like so much that you can really notice that he had some pressure. But you know, after a couple of first games, he is doing great. And you know, like past month, he's been amazing. And you know, you can really see that he's enjoying at the moment playing. And yeah, he's been top guys in his team for past month. So yeah, you know, I like him a lot.
And he's a big guy, right? 6'3" and over 200 pounds now. Is he a 6'3", maybe even 6'4" at this point? But is he a guy that plays physical, or is he? Sometimes we see big players who aren't necessarily guys who throw a lot of hits, but they're hard to knock off the puck because they're so big and strong. How would you describe Puljujärvi in that way?
Well, yeah, he's a big guy, but he's not actually just physical. Even though he's a big kid, he can skate so really well, you know, the technique and the quickness.
Right.
And you know, he can steal the puck from opponents with his, you know, great checking skills. But you know, he's not that physical. You don't see him giving some big hits, you know, and yeah.
All right. Could you compare him to some fairly recent draft picks from Finland, the high-end guys like Sasha Barkov or somebody like that, or Mikko Rantanen from last year? Is he similar to those players in any way?
No, actually, not in any way. He's totally different kind of player, and I think there's never been a good Finnish player like him, so he's really unique.
All right, interesting. Jesse Puljujärvi from Finland. Yet he's not the top-ranked Finnish player, according to HockeyProspect.com's most recent rankings. That honor goes to Patrick Laine. And tell us about him. Why you have him slightly ahead of Puljujärvi right now?
Well, yeah, it's really hard to tell which one of these will go first. But, you know, it's the difference is so small. But why I like Patrick Laine, well, his potential is so big. You know, he's amazing scoring winger with amazing offensive skills. And, you know, it's really hard to say why he would go before Puljujärvi, because they are so different kind of players that it's really hard to even compare these two players. But, you know, his potential is so big that yeah.
All right, so we know he's big. We know he can score. How about his foot speed? Can he skate?
Well, yeah. Actually, that's what he has improved a lot during a summer. It's now, you know, his technique is pretty good, but the quickness is a small concern at the moment. But, you know, he's not a bad skater, and, you know, that won't be any problem when you think about, you know, NHL career. But, you know, yes, Puljujärvi is way better at skating.
Okay, very good. Now, I asked you about Puljujärvi with that size, if he was a physical player. Is Patrick Laine a physical player?
Well, yeah, kind of. He's good around corners. He really uses his size. And but, you know, like Puljujärvi, he won't give any big hits on ice. So, but yeah, he's using better his size than Puljujärvi.
Okay, very good. In your opinion, are both of them, or is either one of them closer to being NHL ready? Could they both play next year in your mind?
Well, I would say Puljujärvi for Laine because of his skating ability.
Okay.
But, you know, it's really hard to say at the moment. They both have to improve a lot, you know, they overall game.
Do you know, I don't know if you would know this, the answer to this or not, but when it comes to their contracts, are they able to come over and play in the NHL next year?
Yeah, for sure. Those contracts are that kind of that you can move to NHL if the NHL teams want to take them. It's not like any KHL contracts, you know.
Okay. All right. Very good. We're speaking with Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com about some of the European, especially the Finnish players. I think actually every player we're going to talk about today is from Finland. Great draft class when it comes to the NHL for players out of Finland this year. Let's go to another big forward, 6'2". And about 227 pounds, this is Etu Tuuloa. I know I butchered that one. I got that one wrong. How do you pronounce that correctly?
It's Etu Tuulola.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Tell us about him.
Well, yeah, he's sort of same kind of player as Patrick Laine. He's a big kid who has struggled with his skating. You know, Etu also have a pretty decent technique, but the quickness is a small issue. But, you know, his offensive skills are amazing. He's handling the puck in the small places very well. He's a sort of a quick release sort of a guy. And, you know, he has great scoring instincts. And but, you know, he could use his size more better, you know, around corners and in front of the net. So there's a lot of work to do, but you know, I like his tools.
At that size, 6'2 and almost 230 pounds, is conditioning a concern? He sounds like he might even be too big.
Well, yeah, obviously he could drop a few pounds, but you know, I don't think that's big problem because you know he's playing a great environment at the moment. But you know, his dad is a former Finnish elite league player. And, okay. You know, I think he gets a lot of great tips from his dad. And, yeah, he doesn't look like, you know, he looks like an athletic hockey player. And I don't think that's another big problem.
Okay. And then let's go to a defenseman this time, Tarmo Runanen. I'm not sure if I was close on that one or not. But this is a player who sounds like he might have some offensive ability from the blue line. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is right. He's offensive demon, like you said, and he can also be, you know, great in all three zones. He's not a big guy, but he can play really very well in the D zone. And you know, he's so smart that he's always doing great decisions with puck and without puck, and great positioning. And when he uses sticks right away, so the size won't be any big problem.
Okay.
And you know, he's all around demon with a great offensive upside.
Do we think or should we expect all of these guys to be playing on the World Junior team this year?
Well, no, actually, Laine ja Puljujärvi will be there, obviously, but Tuulola and Reunanen, they won't be there. I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay. When it comes to the defenseman Runanen, what leaves you wanting more? What do you still think he needs to get better at?
Well, obviously he's playing in the juniors right now. So the reason why he is playing in pro level at the moment is physicality. You know, he's not strong enough yet. But when he gets that in the right direction, he will be there. And you know, I think he reminds me a bit of Kimmo Timonen. You know, who's small also, but great in the D zone.
All right. Well, Kimmo Timonen is a player I think most fans over here would remember him as a longtime member of the Philadelphia Flyers and others as well. The last player we're going to talk about today is actually a guy who was draft eligible a couple of years ago in Sebastian Repo or Repo. What can you tell us about him and why you think he might get drafted this year?
Well, this is his first year in the Finnish Elite League, and he's doing great at the moment. He's playing in the top line, and he has been productive. I think he has played something like 21 games and scored 6 goals and 6 assists. And you know, he's also a big winger with a great he got a great speed, and he's sort of a quick release sort of guy, but he can also be a great playmaker. So he's first a kid who has taken huge development steps, you know, during the past 2 years. So I think he's sort of a dark horse in this draft.
Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com, our guest this week from that organization. Tony, the World Junior Championship in Helsinki, Finland this year, I'll be there. What should we expect in terms of the crowd? You know what the ticket sales are like already? Is each game going to be a big crowd, no matter which countries are playing?
Well, I have heard that they have sold a lot of tickets, but I think only like Finland's game will be sold out. So basically, that's the problem, you know, in Europe, in World Juniors. When Finland isn't playing, there won't be that much crowd.
Interesting. All right. And they're using two different facilities, right? Two different rinks?
Yeah. Both in Helsinki.
They're both in Helsinki. How far apart are they?
It's only a couple of kilometers.
Oh, all right. And what, I've never been to Finland. What's the thing I'm going to have to get used to the most? What's the biggest difference what should I get prepared for?
Well, this is a tough one, but the weather is bad.
The weather's bad. I live in Canada, man.
Yeah, but like you said, you haven't been in Finland, so you don't know.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. Are you saying you have that the winter is worse in Helsinki than it is in my part of Canada, in Edmonton, where it can be minus 30?
Well, no, minus 30, but it's raining all the time.
Oh, I'll take rain. Yeah, in January, I'll take rain in January.
I wouldn't.
All right. Well, Tony, I'm looking forward to meeting you and some of the other guys from HockeyProspect.com during the 2016 World Junior Tournament. And I thank you for your time today. Thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. That's Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com.